producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to start going to your calls. Lucas, Evan, Nathaniel, Brandon, and others, 800-259-9231. I'll intersperse it with a lot of world news, politics, science, and health, and more. I mentioned this, but this is really a big deal. New York Governor Cuomo, what a gangster. You're pro-life, pro-gun, get out of the state. I'm serious. I mean, Don Corleone. Don't go along with the stereotypes there, bro. Cuomo wants Dems to shut down government over Second Amendment. All of their political issues are blather, Cuomo said. That's right. Take our guns. That's key. Get our guns. Disarm the prey so you can run your capo op. Supporter introduces Hillary in Iowa, declaring who cares. I already played this clip about email and Benghazi scandals to dovetail it with this. Hillary's IT staff worried they were being asked to cover up shady SH-you-know-what-T. We're going to be getting more into that, but that is just... that is huge. Employees of the Denver-based IT company that Hillary Clinton hired in 2013 to manage her private email network expressed concern they were covering up some shady bleepy. Some shady Hillary. That, according to a letter sent Monday by Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to Austin McCord, the CEO of Datto, Inc., a Connecticut-based computer cloud storage company. It's all coming out. So she's got to become president to purge everybody to cover it up. She's got to get the power to continue the bubble, the criminal bubble. Criminals run bubbles. And if you're going to commit one crime, why not commit 1,000? Why not commit 1,000,000? Don't commit one murder, why not commit 1,000,000,000? So, just the satisfaction this criminal has. Look at this photo of her, of your TV viewer. I mean, I have to get where I can just handle the look at her and not get upset. I love it. I love looking at that cow patty. And I shouldn't sit there and talk like that, but I got to have a little bit of fun. Just look at that satisfied criminal smugness. Ugh. Disgusting warthog. You know, I've got a lot of intellectual things to say about Hillary, but I'll be honest, I'm sick of it. U.S. bombing of a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan was no accident. It was a target. Yeah, I'm going to get to that after we go to some calls. And more on France's president says Muslim rift threatens total war. I've been mentioning that, but that's big. Right now, Lucas in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, you there, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to make two quick points. So yesterday, Twitter launched its Moments. I guess I don't know what you would call it, but it's pretty much like Facebook mentions. So what it was is Hillary Clinton was the first topic. Just happened to be. So I click on it, scroll through. One of the headlines is Hillary Clinton, if we can't decide mutually, I will make an executive order to take the guns. So that already was just a blow in the face, like, wow.
Keep going, you're right.
Okay, and another one. I just wanted to ask if you've ever heard about a book called The Giver. It's by Lois Lowry. And pretty much my sixth grade teacher read it to me in the class. And pretty much when you talk about this, like, society of political correctness and whatnot, this book just comes to mind. All it is
no, I went and saw the movie. It's absolutely what they're actually, it's an allegory for what they're trying to establish.
I just, every time you talk, it just blows my mind on how similar it sounds to that book. And like already when I was young, because I'm 19 now, so I'm not like
sure. I never read the book, but that's art imitating life. That's what they want to build. But we already are all givers, some more than others. We already don't have the knowledge of everybody, but we have it of our ancestors, we have it of the species. And so that's why no matter how much dumbing down they try to engage in, our bodies are so much more powerful, our souls so much more powerful than the system that we're basically like insects they try to exterminate, just mutate around it. They're going to make us more powerful.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's an article up on Infowars.com that links to mainstream Italian news where with a straight face, they're now having Catholic priests, bishops, and others that have been caught with children and others coming out and defending it, saying, what's wrong with love-seeking children? See, it's all coming out now. Coming out with the Drano in the eyes. Coming out with the transabled. Coming out with your children belong to us. It is just crazy. I'm going to get into that. Francis Hollande says Muslim rift threatens total war. The prime minister comes out and declares war on radical Islam. If you guys print me that one, thanks. That ties in with Muslim Merkel. German TV image causes outrage. They're accusing them of Islamophobia, and criminal charges are being investigated. So you can't lampoon Merkel and show her in a burqa. I mean, why not? Of course, that's not even a, that's a conservative garb there. We should why not just show her here? Let me have a marker. We got one. Is this a crime here? I mean, this is what she'd actually look like. There. There you go. You're watching on TV. Just there you go. That's maybe a little vent for her eyes there. There you go. There you go. And then they could sexually mutilate her. And I wouldn't want that to happen. I'm saying, you know, to follow more extreme Islamic beliefs, just, you know, have her genitals cut off. There's some scissors right there. I mean, I'm not for that. I'm not being extreme. I'm not the one doing it. Oh, but I'll be attacked for this. You can believe it. But, I mean, let's actually, here. And then ISIS has promised to cut Obama's head off. We know they're bringing ISIS in. So, I mean, if you really wanted to go all the way, they would say that, you know, there'd be like a big sword. You know, a big big sword. And then like the cartoons on Bugs Bunny where he goes, Hassan Chop. Can we find that on Looney Tunes? By the way, did you guys find the Skeksis I wanted? Cue that up, because before I get into the serious news, actually, folks, this Hillary is not sick. She doesn't have 6 months to live like some folks are getting ready to report. Was I supposed to say that? Oh. She's fine. She's doing great. In fact, this was her just yesterday. She was on the campaign trail, but she dropped by a friend's house and was having just some cocktails, some tea, some crumpets, with some of the friends, and they were discussing someone else running for office and taking the scepter from her, but she stood up to him in a very, very dramatic way. If you're not a TV viewer, I will narrate some of this, but it's just a plush Democratic facility house. You know, the Democrats on average would have six times the money of Republicans in Congress, the filthy rich off all their insider deals. I think it's wonderful. But they class warfare all day against anyone who has money. So, here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the amazing footage smuggled out by the incredible folks at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. This is the footage. And you're going to see Joe Biden. Discussing with Obama the fact that who's going to have the dynasty, the Obamas or the Clintons, and they're marching in to see her on a couch. She's not sick, but she was laying on a pillowed couch, just relaxing her feet from being out on the road and shaking thousands of hands in between saying, who cares about Benghazi, who cares about emails, ha, 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 ha. So here is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, again, laying on the couch with the Democratic supporters that love her. They're beautiful people. Some of her girlfriends are there as well. You can tell the girls by the little bows in their hair. So let's go ahead and go to this footage. You can see it if you're a radio listener at Infowars.com/show. Here it is. You found the wrong one. That's in some foreign language. I'll do it. It's okay. But this was on French TV, and they were there. It was already aired in France before, I suppose. That's not explosive. I'm sorry. Go ahead and turn it off. Yeah, guys, you want it in English. You want the death of the Skeksis Emperor. I was going to come double-check it during a break, but I figured this is real. Can we get the English translation that James O'Keefe shot, please? It was in English. We don't need a translation. My gosh, I cannot.
I have gone further than anybody that I'm aware of in American history. Now, that's not a long history because we haven't had emails that long, but as long as we've had them, I've gone longer and farther to try to be as transparent as possible. Nobody else has done that.
Okay, do you have the English version? Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it. I'll show you. It's all over the place. So we have the music. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. In fairness, I said get the club, and I just got a foreign language when I didn't go check it. Kneel, bow. Ugh. And then Joe Biden reaches for the scepter, and something really important happens. You can get it off movie clips, too, guys, in really HD. Okay, let's go another caller then, I guess. And then, you know what, let's get serious. We won't play the clip. Let's just move away from that now. Let's continue here. Let's get into the serious news. Russian jets intercept U.S. Predator drones over Syria, officials say. Russian fighter jets shadowed U.S. Predator drones on at least three separate occasions high above Syria since the start of Russia's air campaign last week, according to two U.S. officials briefed on the latest intelligence from the region. The first time it happened, we thought the Russians got lucky. Then it happened two more times, said one official. Both officials, not servants, said that the incidents took place over ISIS-controlled Syria, including its de facto headquarters in Raqqa, as well as along the Turkish-Syrian border. Another occurred in the northwest near the highly contested city of Aleppo. That's the main battle. That's kind of like the Stalingrad or the Leningrad there of World War II, Aleppo. The U.S. military's MQ-1 Predator drone is not a stealth aircraft. It is easy to see a Predator on radar, said the official. The Russians have not attempted to shoot down any of the U.S. drones, but instead have flown intercept tracks, a doctrinal term meaning that Russians flew close enough to make their presence felt, according to one official. It should just be one airman or one. No, it's official. We're official. One other official said the Russians flew very close but did not impede the drone flight. You're not invited in under international law to Syria. You sent in proxy armies to murder everybody. Now you think we're so politically ignorant, everybody doesn't know that. You run ISIS, you run Al-Qaeda, the Pentagon knows it, they don't like it, it's all come out. Because we're not just going to sit here and let you control the narrative. Meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier, Daily Mail, we will cut your filthy head. Child ISIS jihad taunts dog of Rome, Obama, to submit to the caliphate or die in direct video threat. Probably produced by the White House or a subsidiary. And this has come out, they've done things like this. Totally fake, you know, with 8 foot tall ISIS people taking folks to be beheaded. It looks like Stanley Kubrick produced it. It's so well done. This is to make him look like he's being tough on Islamic radicals, two domestic idiots. Continuing here. I always get disgusted by racial stereotypes and racial comments spewed and pushed incessantly by racist black people. And then media statements by mainly white people that blacks can't be racist. And this is a real culture of enslavement that they've been pushing, to say the least. I mean, it's true slavery. That's not rhetoric there. That anybody who wants to be successful, anybody who wants to just associate with everybody, anybody who wants to own a company who's black is a sellout. Anybody who dresses nice is a sellout. Anybody that's got a nice car, unless they're a drug dealer, is a sellout. I mean, these are the stereotypes that the Klan and others put out to suppress black people, and now blacks have accepted it all because they follow MTV and the very culture that wants to destroy them. I mean, you don't think Sumner Redstone's out dating black people, do you? Or, you know, the Clippers owner, do you? No. But they're sure pushing all this death culture on black folks, and everybody else picks it up thinking it's cool. It's like picking up a hand grenade and pulling the pin. University of Pennsylvania professor Anitha Butler called presidential candidate Ben Carson a coon. I've never even heard a white person use that term, but I've heard a lot of black people use it, for claiming that people have the right to display Confederate flags on private property. Well, I mean, that's just a fact. You can fly swastikas. You can fly Chinese flags. You can fly McDonald's flag. You can fly Easter Bunny flag, a gopher flag, a Caddyshack flag. I actually have one. Yes, that's because I'm racist against gophers. Kill all the gophers. I go to jail. The gophers! Anyways, it continues. If only there was a Coon of the Year award, Professor Butler, man, these people push racism, tweeted in response to another tweet linking to a Sports Illustrated article in which Carson was quoted defending the right of NASCAR fans to fly Confederate flags. Well, that's because he's educated, not an ignoramus and not a class warfare person. He knows the Confederate flag means 100 different things. I mean, if somebody appropriates Doc Martens, who's a Nazi, does that mean someone wearing punk rock boots is a Nazi? No. Most people wearing them aren't a Nazi. Oh, man. You know, when I was in high school, I wore all sorts of cowboy boots, tennis shoes. I was ignorant. I heard some punk rock music. I liked some of it. Didn't like most of it. But one time I was at the shopping mall and bought a black pair of Doc Martens. And I had, like, cute punk girls coming up to me wanting to go on a date. I had women that liked it. You know, I said girls, like 16-year-olds when I was 16. But I also had, like, white supremacists coming over, you know, saying, "You are you 88? You Heil Hitler?" and also had, like, other skater people pull up and go, are you a racist? We're going to beat your ass, you know, stuff like that. Just not knowing what these symbols mean. So that's all the political correctness around that. But then meanwhile, you've got black people parading around. I was going off the Doc Martens because they can mean a lot of different things. And just because somebody's ignorant about it doesn't mean you got to ban it. It's like banning Doc Martens. You know, some schools ban Doc Martens in school.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
InfoWars.com is getting about three times the traffic it normally gets. Millions of people are pounding the servers right now. But there is a paradox, obviously, from the huge Drudge interview yesterday that I'm still trying to analyze. It was so informative, powerful, historic, really. He doesn't do a lot of those interviews. He is the king of internet media news. News period, pretty much, when it comes to being able to put a story out there and get attention to it. And he gave us a big exclusive, like 45-minute long interview yesterday. I know we've got callers. Lucas and Eva and Nathaniel and Brandon and Phil, we're going to get to all of you. But in the interest of time, I want to have a little bit of fun right now on political correctness, and I'll go to your calls right when we start the next segment because it's longer. But I'm going to play this to hopefully court controversy because this is amongst the banned Looney Tunes cartoons. And, I mean, there are some from the 40s and stuff that you could say were super stereotypical and are meant to be racist. By the way, those banned cartoons still air in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. Because the folks that are being made fun of love it. Because the truth is, it's not fake making fun of a cowboy. If you show Yosemite Sam as 3 feet tall and going, hates rabbits, and acting goofy and ridiculous. It's not making fun of white people. It's making fun of that stereotype of goofy white people that think they're tough. It's an archetype. And so I was making the joke about Hassan Chop from Aladdin's Lamp, so we looked it up. The public's so ignorant, the YouTube channel that's got it says Bugs Bunny in India. Aladdin's Lamp is in Saudi Arabia. I forget the name of the book I read when I was a kid. It's a classic, Arabian Nights. It's a whole bunch of stories. It's thick. Still have the blue book on my bookshelf. My son read it years ago again. But this does not air. This is on the list of banned ones. And that's why we're going to play it, for cultural fair use analysis, because it's important to look at it and understand a lot of different things. It's not attacking country people, having Yosemite Sam or, you know, showing Little John as being fat and stupid. They don't want to show images like that now. They're trying to restrict them. This is a war on information, a war on free speech, a war on culture, a war on ideas, a war on real liberalism that these people are the opposite of. They've stolen the name liberalism. Here is a clip from Bugs Bunny in India, according to whoever posted it. Here it is.
India, land of quiet contemplation, peaceful solitude.
See, they cut that into the front. I guess maybe they're not ignorant. It's a joke because that's not from the same. That's what that is. I just realized, I just went and found the clip. That's not from the same show. They put something in, so maybe it's a joke? I don't get it. But the rest of it is Warner Brothers. Here it is.
Guard well this treasure, O Hassan, or the jackal shall grow fat on thy carcass. No one shall pass Hassan. Open the open the
great genie.
Hey, genie, the light brown hair.
Oh, mighty genie.
Release me, and I shall grant thee a rich reward.
He lion! Chop him! Chop him!
Hassan, release you, oh master!
Dabby Ducks making some big fun of a Yankee accent. They were Yankees. It's funny.
Thank you, Hassan. Now, wouldst thou like to have all this treasure for thy very own?
Oh, yes, master.
Hey, what's this? Well, polish up. It might bring another quick 4 minutes off the open market.
I am the genie of the lamp, oh master.
Oh, no, you don't. You want my treasure. What's mine, understand? All mine. Down, down, go, go. Mine.
You have desecrated the spirit of the lamp. Prepare to take the consequences.
Consequences, consequences, as long as I'm rich.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many people I've tried to work with and I've tried to help that think I need them and that I'm weak, so they stab me in the back after I try to help build a media operation. And that's why it's so refreshing with Drudge, is that he really wants to help other people that promote liberty and build them up. And so it's good to actually be in the position where somebody's bigger than I am and is helping me and helping us fight for freedom, and to realize he gets it and is classy. But I think if a lot of people have help, they're kind of like Daffy Duck, just too stupid, too evil, too twisted to really want to fight tyranny. They're in the liberty movement just to make
money.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hotel, motel, makes you want to cry.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get rock, get cook. I'm here to tell you it's harder than it looks.
To a show.
Coming up, folks. Hey, rock and roll. All right, I got to go to your calls. I've been really bad, and I apologize. Then I'll get to these other clips and news that are really serious. But Leanne McAdoo will be hosting the fourth hour, the lovely and intelligent Leanne McAdoo. And then she's going to have Professor Noel Sharkey. His story was on drudgereport.com yesterday. Dealing with the fact that combat robots killing humans is inevitable and is rolling out. So she'll get into automated drones, weapon systems, and more in the fourth hour. And also get some more of the Drudge clips. I spent a lot of the first hour on this. It isn't really about Drudge even being on the show, even though that was interesting, very interesting. On a Richter scale, it's about a 10 for me. I can't think of anything else more interesting in my 20-plus years on air. Maybe the maybe the Piers Morgan interview. That was Drudge again sending him tweets saying, why don't you have him on then? You're attacking him. And they told me, yeah, we got you on because Drudge thought it was a good idea. That's how those egomaniacs work, I guess, at that level. Well, Drudge said, and kind of it is a good idea, let's have you up. And I played stupid on the phone and everything with him and acted dumb. It was ridiculous just to get on the air with him live because that's what they do not like that to happen. But there's just been massive coverage of it. There's serious articles in places like The Hill and The Daily Caller and Politico, somewhat serious. But here's what the Huffington Post put out and others. Hilariously paranoid Matt Drudge appears on conspiracy monger Alex Jones show to slag Salon, demand the location of Hillary's lovers. That was actually Salon. Matt Drudge scolds Hillary, the media, and the sickness of American people. That's another report, CNN. Here's another one. Drudge, Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar could get elected, Politico. Matt Drudge gives incredibly rare interview to Alex Jones, talks Hillary and sick America. So very glad that Drudge came on and gave us. The last interview he gave was like 5 minutes long, and it was national news. This one's 40-something minutes long. It's on Infowars.com if you missed it yesterday. That is definitely something that is going to be a rebroadcaster multiple times. One of the best interviews ever. I interrupt a lot of guests because if I think they're boring or they're droning on or I want to add something that ties together, it's obnoxious sometimes. I agree I do it a little too much. I've gotten a bit better over the years. When I want to talk now, I'll just hog the show and not have guests or take calls. But I tell you, with Drudge, I shut up about 90% of the time because it was really interesting. I think I could talk for 5 hours. A lot of great insights. He doesn't drink, and he's an exercise guy. I shouldn't have had 2 glasses of red wine, maybe 3, because by the end of it, I wasn't really sleepy. It was like a 2-hour dinner, but I just should have really been on my toes because it was a lot of interesting stuff he was saying. I mean, so much of it, I've been thinking about it. But really interesting, and I've talked to folks a lot that know him well. Watson knows him, been out to dinner with him and stuff, and I've always just gotten messages through from him or people relaying things. He's that elusive. I'll leave it at that. Other ways we've communicated, but it's interesting because it's not just somebody being reclusive to create the mystique. He did that after a bunch of persecution, which I'm not going to get into. But the persecution of everybody is intensifying, and they want to put everybody in jail, folks. And I've talked to a lot of other high-powered people. I've talked to it's not even really known. He doesn't make a big deal out of it. And I wasn't told this by Drudge. I already knew this because I've talked to him quite frequently. It's no secret off air. I won't really reveal what he tells me, but Michael Savage, I need to call him. We haven't talked in a while. We talk a bunch, and we don't talk for a few months. And, he says on air they're coming for us. They're going to kill everybody. But, if they keep getting power. But, the behind-the-scenes stuff. And, Michael Savage doesn't need to be on air. He sold like 20-something New York Times bestsellers. It was just sick. He had a whole other persona as like the guy that kind of brought herbs and minerals and vitamins in the 60s and 70s. And then he created a bunch of other huge phenomenons. Well, his wife and son did. I'm not even going to get into the stuff that people own and created. And they made their money themselves. Michael Savage is worth billions. I shouldn't even be getting into it. The point is, it's not a secret. I didn't get that even from him. It's just that he doesn't need the money at 73 years old. He genuinely is concerned about what's happening and what's going on and wants to do more. And my problem is I'm so busy, I haven't even been able to figure out how to. I'm not going to get into it. It's very retrospective, the stuff that's going on. Let's go to your phone calls. You're a real trooper. Evan in New York, because you did this, give me your name, your address. I'm going to send you the size, a free Hillary for prison shirt. From now on, when someone holds over an hour, this is to incentivize me not doing it because I'll go broke. I don't have that much extra money. I spend all of it on this operation, or most of it. Got an emergency war chest, so we're not easy to push over, but still, it ain't that deep. It needs to be deeper. Get your Hillary shirts, Hillary for prison. We're only selling them until December 18th, the last day we can ship for Christmas. We have free shipping running right now on all the ProPure G2 water filters. If you want to stop drinking glyphosate and fluoride, you might want to check into it. 10% off and free shipping. That's giant. We have 20% off the incredible prostate formula. there at InfoWars.com. Prostaguard, and we are selling out of Survival Shield Nasonide on X2. Your purchases make the entire transmission possible. And we have a new special on InfoWars Select, super high quality, powered by My Patriot Supply, the full selection, lower prices than even they have. I'm allowed to do that because of private labeling. 10% off until next Wednesday. InfoWarsStore.com, or ask questions and order over the phone. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and appreciate your support as well. While you get prepared, it's a win-win. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, in the words of Hassan Chop, let's chop off my talking and go directly to Evan in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just want to say I really appreciate the free gift. I actually have a gift I would like to give back to you. I decided to reach out and fight against the New World Order myself. And I see how there's no age cap anymore. You know, they've gone as old as to the extent of life that we can live up to even while we're in the womb. And I just see the culture where it's revolving around. And this year I battled cancer. So I had a lot of time to reflect and wow. Also in prayer. And I decided to go back to writing. And I'm writing a book series, a children's book series that will evolve through teenager years. Kind of a spiritual book, but can relate to what's going on. So I could battle the New World Order and relate to what's going on in a book. So I could get it out to the children before they get to our children. And then it could get to the teenagers and get to us.
Absolutely. Art and culture that's based on liberty and individualism is the wooden stake through Count Dracula's heart.
Exactly, Allison. You know, I'd actually like to give you personally my writings to you. I'd love for you to read it and share it with your son. I think the two of you would love it. I think you'd.
Well, I'd love to see it, but I don't want to get it until you've published it.
No, Allison, I feel free. I would love for you to hear it, hear me out about it. I just like to see what do you think? What are your thoughts? I think it's
well. I would love to commit to tell you that I would end up reading it. I'm not sure I would have time, but I would definitely give it to my son to read. I'll be honest with you, I got so much to read it makes my head spin, but I want to. My eyes just get tired from the amount of reading I already do. But it used to be a pleasure. Now it's not a pleasure some of the time. But yes, I'd love to hear about your book. I mean, what are you planning to call the series?
It's called The Divine Warrior. It's basically about a chosen orphan boy who is chosen by God to find these six pieces of armor hidden around the world. So,
that's awesome. That's a great way for kids to get into the armor of God.
Yeah. So, actually, it's a physical armor now. So, I relate to everything from the Cup of Christ to the Freemasonry to the culture that revolves around the modern times because it takes place now in our time.
Well, that sounds exciting, and it sounds like a hit, brother. What do you want to say about the breakup of the family?
Well, I think, you know, we need to just go back to the things you talk about, is going back to our Lord, is revolving around that and revolving around forgiveness. You know, it's one of the strongest things to do is not go for revenge but forgive because the enemy's hated.
I've learned to do that. I mean, I never really did a lot of revenge stuff, but I would enjoy people lying about me and wanting to destroy me and then not being able to. And I repented of that 5-6 years ago. I pretty much quit it in the last 3 years, and I've been a lot happier. It's been a lot better. And now I just feel sorry for them. And if somebody's productive other than attacking me, I'll actually reach out to them and support them, and I'll say, go ahead and keep attacking. It's okay. I understand. But I'm going to help you with this other good work you're doing. And it always ends up turning them around. So it's really a good thing, and I hear you. God bless you. Great to hear from you, and puts you on hold because we're going to send you. We hang up on him. Call back in after the show if you don't get back in, or send us a letter, and I'll send you two shirts. That was my fault because I say thanks for the call, and they hang up. I don't run my own phones, and they Pavlovian hit the button, and then we didn't get his info. Call back, brother. Nathaniel in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. I want to thank you for taking my call.
I want to thank you. You're getting another shirt. You held for over an hour. You're getting another shirt. So don't hang up on Nathaniel. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, and I love you, and I pray for you. But I have a couple of serious bones to pick with you.
Sure. Go ahead.
I am not a nitpicker, but this is very, very serious.
Well, I like your voice, so please continue.
Okay. The other day, you was talking about that that the guy who was killing people, he asked them, were they Christians? Then did he shot them. And I heard you say with my own ears that if someone asked you, were you a Christian, you would say no. Well, this is very important. The Bible says in Matthew 10:30, whoever denied Jesus Christ before men, Jesus said, I will deny them before my Father.
I know that quote, and you're right. I thought about that after I was being honest, and I was asking the audience what they thought, and I was asking Joe Biggs. I mean, there's also parts in the Bible where the spies are going into a city, and they're told, you know, lie about being a spy. I mean, I lied when I went inside Bohemian Grove, and if somebody was sticking a head to say my children's heads, you know, a gun, and was saying, I'm going to blow their heads off, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think, number one, I'd have charged the guy. And I'm not saying I'm tough. I guarantee you. I mean, I try to get away or I charge him. I mean, that's just how I am. I wonder why people don't do that. That shows the domestication. So I was honest, and I think it's open for debate, and I absolutely hear what you're saying. And I understand it's about not denying Christ before men and getting burned, you know, at the stake or being killed by the lions. And I get that that happened. And so I was being honest with the fact, and I was talking about when I do lie. Because, see, that's being super truthful. Admitting that, you know, I'll sit there and, you know, say I had a girlfriend and she said, you like this dress. I've learned they don't want to know the truth. I'll say, yeah, that's fine, honey. I kind of like that one better, though. That's a lie. So I wasn't being a liar on the big issues, and lying's not good. I'm so truthful, it's really freaks people out. And I've had a lot of problems telling the truth, also a lot of good stuff. So then I was being so truthful, I was saying, I wonder if God would judge you if to not be killed. I mean, a bunch of Christians did deny Christ and got killed. And I think they have incredible courage, but I just still kind of wish they'd have had the courage to attack this piece of trash. What do you think?
Well, Alex, attacking is one thing, but let me finish with what I'm saying.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Okay. The Bible says, now, if you are not a Christian, then you can deny Jesus Christ. Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times. But remember, Jesus Christ said, Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen the brother. Now, Peter was chosen, he was called, but at that time, he denied Jesus Christ, he was not converted yet. That's why Jesus Christ said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brother. Paul was persecuting Christians, but he was still called, he was still chosen, but he was not saved at that time.
And then later he did not deny Christ and they all got killed. No, you have corrected me. I get up here without a teleprompter. I just speak from my heart, and you're absolutely right that I think somebody is in mortal danger of being denied by Christ at the white throne judgment if you don't. I guess you're meant to be killed. I guess you're right.
You know, I thank God for your honesty. And so, because when people hear you, millions of people might say, well, I can do the same thing. If you
No, I know. I just speak from my heart. I just constantly say what I really think. And, you know, I admit that's what I was thinking. I mean, number one, it wouldn't get to that point because I'd be attacking them.
But now you know, because we want people to realize if you are a Christian, please do not deny Jesus Christ. You got people, they may think, well, I can take the mark of the beast then. And I won't.
No, you're absolutely right. And now that you say it, I got caught up thinking about just wishing they hadn't been killed, and I was deceived. And now that you called up and reproved me and straightened me up, and that's what I need. That's why we need to get other people straight. We all get off. We all need people to give us loving advice, and you did that, my friend. Nathaniel, thank you so much. Was there anything else you wanted to explain to me?
Yes, sir. Just one thing. Well, first of all, thank God for your heart that you received that. God bless you. You are a precious brother. Now, one more thing is very, very important. I hear you talk about taking back the country and everything. Well, Alex, when the InfoWars and Prison Planet and Matt George and all you all, I can see y'all slowing down the New World Order. Before stopping it, when the Antichrist come on the scene and the beast and the false prophet, we're not going to be able to stop them. The Bible says the Antichrist...
He makes war upon the saints and overcomes them, yes.
And he's going to wear the saints out. Only Jesus Christ is going to come and destroy the Antichrist and cast the beast and false prophet into the... lake of fire. Now, again, I can see you thrown down, but whereas...
No, I agree with you, but then they, Christians and other people that hate tyranny, whoever you are, should be speaking out and warning people, because what matters is your intellect, your soul, your consciousness, and that's what the globalist is trying to take. In fact, we'll come into the next segment with We Want Your Soul, because that's what they want. And so people say, well, God's just going to get me out of this, so I have to stand up. Well, people had to go in the lion's den. They had to go in the fiery furnace. And sometimes you got to go up there and, you know, get hung up on a cross or get your head chopped off or get boiled in oil and all the things they did. I get that. And so you're absolutely right. And I just get up here sometimes in a fever of news and information. That's why I've said many times, I hear rebroadcast all the time and hear stuff I say that's wrong or that I don't agree with or where I misspoke. There's a reason they have teleprompters. There's a reason they script stuff, because other people would stick their foot in their mouth more than me. But you're absolutely right. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. Great call. I love calls like that because don't hang up on him. That's right. Get his info and size and send him a Hillary for President shirt or something else that he wants off the site that's of a lesser or greater. I don't care if it's like $30 or whatever. Just T-shirt. How about a T-shirt of his choice? There, we'll do it that way. A T-shirt of his choice. Now I'll turn into a big hoopla. But now nobody else has been holding an hour yet. If I get to Brandon, it's 51 minutes. Lucas is 45. Phil is 50. And then other folks haven't been holding that long. So we'll get your calls. And I got a bunch of other news, too, that we haven't quite hit yet. So stay with us, Infowars.com. And we need to get this article out about Obama being disarmed. Help make this go viral, folks.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We want defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More happy, more sad, more fears. More address.
They want the consciousness. They want the innocence. They want our children. They're ghouls. Dungeon keepers. Globalists. Vampires. Servants of evil.
Take credit. Take insurance. Take a loan.
And no amount of verbal, shamanic, acrobatic ballet can describe the true depths of those that have taken control of this planet and now want to take control of the individual, the entire life cycle, so that they can rise as the new demigods of planet Terra Firma. Let's crank this up.
And some older, not commercial, more commercial, not very, not open. Buy a better life, and the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazine, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bras, here's armpit dress, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's laptop shirt, here's video game, here's Cola Light, here's Gin Morning, here's Winter Dick, here's College Money, here's All Night Money, here's plastic.
I'm going to be honest again with the audience. I drop the ball routinely. In many ways, I am losing to the globalist. In many ways, I'm a guinea pig and an example of how you can be enslaved even while knowing it, even while hating it. Now, my greatest failure is my greatest success, and I only tell you this so that you can learn from it, hopefully. From my experiences, you can help teach me as well, just like I just learned from that last caller, deeply. I'm able to get people out of their trance. I'm able to get upset because I'm upset, telegraph that in a genuine way that reaches people. But I also get so close to the tyranny that when they announce open world government to take over every major U.S. city with U.N. advisors for political correctness police and to go after our guns, I haven't made a big enough deal about it. I saw yesterday when Hillary said, I will sign an executive order and we will take the guns. I mean, that was a quote. CNN said the same thing. MSNBC, I've seen all these clips. I should have walked into one of the great guys that can edit real fast and do a good job putting stuff together like Darren McBreen and said, Darren, here are these clips. Let's show Biden saying no one wants to take any of your guns and then cut to a bunch of people saying it, including the new clips. And then let's cut to Hillary saying it. And then let's cut back to Obama 2 days ago saying no one wants your guns. It's a crackpot conspiracy theory. Because that's what counters these people. Gruber going, we lie to these dumb idiots and triple their prices. The academics are all rubbing their hands. Oh, yes. Evil. I mean, you know, then you go and you go, I never said that. I never worked with Obama. I work with Obama. You know, show all the clips of them lying. So we can't ever get outrage fatigue. We have to get upset with these scum and throw our full energy against them. And I'm exhausted fighting them sometimes, but, you know, it's got to be done. Hillary Clinton's gun control proposals to include executive action. Democratic presidential candidate would expand definition of who is in business of selling firearms and would ban, with executive action, the private sale of firearms or trading. That means giving your son or daughter a firearm. But her actual quote was that she didn't take executive action to take the guns. So they're coming. We're going to go to break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes of jamming some of these calls. And then, Leon McAdoo from the radio studio / TV, just 70 feet behind me or so, will be broadcasting and getting into the rise of the robots, the inevitable Terminator revolution with top scientist Noel Sharkey. I'm Alex Jones.
Visit GCNLive.com today.